the Gita. So they called it Gita. That was a special name they gave it, because while it's a small well with a little river, right there, below the Shalai, but since the king was anointed right there, it was given a very honorary name. It's one of the tremendous streams. All of a sudden, it becomes an important stream. Take him down to the Gicha. Now, the reason that the anointing of the king shall be at the river is a symbolic one. It says it means like the river is flowing forever, flowing, so the king, Malucha, shall be flowing forever. So it was a place of Bimamlech Asamela, was near the river. So some say this is the reason for Tashla, because Shona says, Hamakuni, Bimamlech Agashkora Asamela. So we go to a river, that's one of the reasons given for Tashla, because to make a symbolic gesture, means the mountains will be flowing forever. So first of all, the question is, the pirida is a mule. Now, mule is the result of a combination of a horse and a donkey. You're not allowed to have a horse and a donkey combined. So the din is avidim, you're not supposed to do it. If somebody did it, you can ride on it. You may ride on a mule. On former times, you can ride mules in front of a carriage, and you may ride on it. It says that they're all from the same Mishkanot. You can recognize whether the father is a donkey and the mother is a horse, and vice versa. You can see from the ears, yes, that's it. So, two mules are sometimes forbidden. Because we say, Choshe to the Zera, applicants, who's the father? So, in that case, Ein Choshe to the Zera, applicants, who is the mother? And the father is the singer. It could be, if the, in one peret, could be the mother, a donkey, and the other peret could be the mother, a horse. So you're not riding on, means you have it in front of a carriage, you're not supposed to ride. But on one pirda, that was a female pirda, which should have belonged to the king of pilgrims. However, it is midas chasidus not to do. Since you already an avera has been done, all that is permitted, but it's not proper, because even to ride and to use them in front of a carriage, two animals. Now, this, two animals are combined together. So anyhow, it's a question, why would David HaMelech do it? And the Rishalmi implying asked that question. When the Gemara discusses the mission implying that they're not about to ride in a carriage where it's drawn by two animals. Now, it says there, an answer is, Brio Mishesis, you may be Rishis, or it was a separate species. It's called Irdo. It's not a mule, which was artificially created by combining a horse and a donkey. Huh? No, it's not black. It's what not black.
Right,
it's not black. Yeah. So the interesting that word peret and peret is the same word. Although peret is a sus. The sus geperet ain't hobi. Peret is actually comes from the word peret means separate. Because part of it is a horse, part of it is a donkey, so that's what we call a mule. Maulpferd. Mm-hmm. That's the same thing. And now, Moshach also Shom Tzodekakom. And there at the Meha Shiloah, as he called Siyakichom, Moshach also Shom Tzodekakom. The Tzodekakom in Golar has to anoint him. Nosan Hanovi together with the Nosan Hanovi. The Melech Al Yisroel. He shall anoint him as king of Israel, uskatem bashofar, to make this officially blow the shofar, va'amartem, and he shall all call out, Yechi HaMelech Shlomo. He says, I can't come, I'm too weak, but now he's physically weak, but spiritually entire, very strong, he's full of command, and va'amartem Yechi HaMelech Shlomo, he called it up. Now you see again, that Tuas Melech, that blow a shofar, the sign that Malchus. So this again explains the reason that Rosh Hashanah says we have to blow shofar. So because the shofar is a sign, Hashem Melech, Hashem Yimlo, Malchus. So when we talk about Tzichonus, shofar, Malchus, it's all the same. There are three aspects of the shofar. Malchus is one aspect of shofar because you blow shofar when you make a king. Tzichonus is because the Torah says the blowing, the Truah shall be a zikor unto you. And then shofar itself, that it shall be done by
shofar.
1582. We have learned that the Melech David becomes all of a sudden becomes very much alert, and he is strong while he's still in bed, but he gives all the orders from here, and he says that he wants that Tzodek HaKohen, Nosen HaNovi, and Beno Yoav and Yehoyodo shall appear before him, and he told them, take some of the servants, and you make Shlomo ride on my special mule, and take him down to Gihon. Gihon means the stream, here meaning little stream, Shiloh, which is next to Yerushalayim. Moshach, from here we start. Moshach also Shom, Tzodek HaKohen, and Tzodek HaKohen has to anoint him. Anoint him. It means you take Shemen HaMishcha and you put a little bit between the eyelids, like in the form of a crown, like this, anointing. There are various, some say it was like an X, so it seems to be that this, the Rashi brings, it was like an Risa Einav Kmin Nezer, like a crown between the eyelids. So that is Benosan Hanovi, who shall make the Mashiach? Shall be done by the Kohen Gadol, by the Novi, the Melech al Yisrael. That means, actually it has to be done by the Kohen Gadol, but the Novi here, he was given a message by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Shlomo is supposed to be the Melech, that he does that b'shem Hashem. Uskatem b'shofar. When this is done, then you blow shofar. Here we see that the shofar is a simen malchus. You can call it an appointment of a new king is announced by shofar. So this is why on Rosh Hashanah, one of the many reasons he blows shofar, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech is accepted. He will mekabel him as our king. Uskatem b'shofar, v'amartem, and he shall say, Yechi HaMelech Shlomo. So you have to say. He has to tell him that specially, because as long as David HaMelech is still alive, it looks like you're not respectful after all. As long after David HaMelech is not living anymore, you say, Yechi HaMelech Shlomo. Now I want you to say, Yechi HaMelech Shlomo. That's the way it says this. Say Yechi HaMelech, it means it goes into David HaMelech. He's still the king. But you have to say Yechi. So they have two kings. You have the king David, you have the king Shlomo. And he becomes king at the lifetime of his father. Yechi HaMelech Shlomo. Now, of the Moshach, also that's a special din which applies only for Shlomo. Because the Gemara says in Horios that a Melech ben Melech you don't have to anoint. It says Yosef who al Machlacha who oponu for Israel, begir of Israel. At the Avidim, it says that Melech has been once anointed. David was anointed by Shmuel, he was anointed by Shem Hashem. And so automatically his son, his grandson, becomes a Melech. So why was Shlomo Melech anointed? It says begir of Kol Yisrael. The word begir of Kol Yisrael. The man Yarech Yomim, he shall live long. On who al Mamlachta who born up finished. What has be careful Israel? Is a king not be careful Israel? Careful Israel means that all Jews are consenting, all of one opinion. Kol Israel is united. But if there's a machlokas, and you have to anoint him, even if he's a melech b'emet. So this is Sigmon Haros. He was a machlokas. He said he wants to be the king. So in that case, you have to make him anoint him. So that's what Shlomo says. Valisem achro. And David HaMelech gives all the instructions. Then after he's anointed, the shofar is blown, you all call out Yechi HaMelech, then you go after him. As he's leading the procession, you follow him. But to show that you are now following him, don't forget that Shlomo HaMelech is not the mitzvah yet. 12 years old. And figured out later, he's 12 years old. It's a boy, a little boy. You follow him, and he comes into the palace, inside the house. He's sitting on my throne, and he shall be the king under me. That means while I'm still here. He shall be the king. But also, and him I have commanded, Leos Nogit al Yisrael al Yehud. It means if he would sit on my throne and act as a king without my special command, this means he's usurping the throne, as that's what Avshalom wanted, that was what Adoniyo wanted. No, I commanded him. The fact that he sits on my throne is because I'm the king. I tell him to do so. I've commanded him to be the king. The Esnogit means a leader. The word to yoke out and God means to pull. Haggit also means to talk, but Haggit. But we also find Nogit is a leader. Nogit is who pulls the people along. Nogit on his soil, Al Yehuda. Vayan. So this he said in the presence of Kohen Godal and the Novi, and they have to do the anointing. So he is now Benayohu ben Yehoyodah, who is the head of the Sanhedrin. And he is now officially saying, Layan, in the name of all the others, Layan Benayohu ben Yehoyodah es HaMelech, Layoma Ome. Means that's the way it's supposed to be. Kein Yoma Hashem Elokei Adonai HaMelech. That's like Hiroshi. Ome, so shall Hashem say, who is the God of my Lord HaMelech. That means what you are saying is that saying B'Shem Hashem, you say B'Shem Hashem. David HaMelech is now again as the Ruach HaKodesh speaks in it. Ruach Hashem Tibabi, it says that you say B'Shem Hashem. So Omein Kein Yoma Hashem Elokei Adonai. Of course, what it means here, it means hopefully HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be masking that we'll be able to carry that out. So we learn from here the Medrash. It says, what means, why do you have to say, Yerotzon shall be so, Ken Yom HaShem, Halo Kvan Hema, it says, Hine Bein, No Dalto, it says in Dibra Yom, that Nosan HaNovi said to David, you will have a son, Hu Yeh Ish Menucho, Hu Yeh She Yeshiv Al Kista, he will sit on your throne, Kishloma Yeh Shemo. So why do you have to say Ken Yeshem? So the answer is Ela Oma. When Ayob and Yehoyada said to himself, Harbe Katigurin Yamdu Mikan Abgichon. So he said, take him down to Gichon and anoint him as a king. David HaMelech has so many times seen frustrations of all his hopes, strivings. He say, Ein Avtochot Tzadikim. The Shvok has promised tzaddikim to them. That's only if they remain the same tzaddikim as they were at the moment of promise. As soon as they change and become less tzaddikim, the promises of the promise of to the David HaMelech at the moment when Nosanah made him a promise, he was of a certain madrega. If he stays in this madrega, then the promise is on. Who knows what's going to happen? The most going to happen. He says, Habit Kitagurim, that means many. Kategor is an accuser. That means David HaMelech didn't do something right, didn't exactly right, and so forth. So, Harbe Kategorin Yamdu, they can still stand Mikan at Giron until we get to the Giron. Many things can happen. So this has become like a Moshe, people say, use it as a official. They said the Moshe. Habakadakum Yan Matanafia. Who knows what's going to happen? We never know. So this is why he says, Ken Yom Hashem Elakei Adonai HaMelech, Kasha Oyo Hashem Im Adonai HaMelech. And he gives him a bracha. He says, just as Hashem has been with my Lord, the King. Ken Yiyeh Im Shlomo. So Yiyeh means a prediction. So here's Kri Kasif. He may be the Shlomo, but here again he speaks in future terms. He shall be the Shlomo. And he shall make this throne even greater than the throne of my Lord HaMelech Dovid, which means he calls him Adoni HaMelech Dovid, because now we're going to have another Melech. They have to always, when Adoni HaMelech is not sufficient, Adoni HaMelech can now refer to Shlomo. So that's why he says his throne shall even be bigger than Adoni HaMelech Dovid. So what is here we find something very interesting that the Gemara says from here in Sanhedrin, Gemara Kufay, Umar Rabbi Yosef Bachoni, the Kol Odom is Kan, Chutz Mitnovet Hamida. That a person, when you tell a person he should become even greater than you are, then he feels a sense of jealousy. You're normally jealous. You don't want anybody to excel above you. Except your son and your tongue. If your son makes better than you are, son is better. And people tell you, so he's even better than you are. And then you're only proud. It's my son. The Talmud of Miskan, Chutzmeh Novet Amida. A Talmud also. My Talmud is more than I. So we learned that here, by von Shlomo, because he says by Shlomo, may his throne be better. You wish a person, may your son even be doing better than you do. Well, he cannot wish that except for your own son. Otherwise, what do you mean? You can even do better? I mean, you feel jealousy. Now, I'd like to, every father, mother would like to have their children excel. I want my son to be a greater lump. More success, more Ella. You know, I want them. This is what I want. In my Talmud, where do you learn it from the Talmud? Talmud we learn because it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, by Yismach, as Yodav Olav, by Tzavei Ben Yeshua. Hashem says, Yismach as Yodav shall put your hand on him. Give him Semicha, that's the first Semicha. Put your hand on Yeshua, and then from some of your spirit will go with Yeshua. So Moshe Rabbeinu did both hands. Yismach as Yodav, he wanted Yeshua to be even greater than he is. He wanted him. Then we find by Yohanovi. And Yohanovi here is a Talmud, this was Elisha. This is Talmud. And Elisha asked and told Adio before he was lifted up, and it said, he asked Elisha, ask something the last minute, what shall I do for you? So he says, may the spirit that is upon you come upon me double. So Elisha did double as many nisim that Yohanovi ever did. So everything that Yohanovi did, he did double. So how can a Talmud say, I should become twice as big as you are? Because he knows, a Rebbe glorifies in a Talmud. The Talmud is bigger, so the Rebbe is only happy. That's what the Rebbe wants to see. So here, that's why he could give such a reason. So what happened after the speech? Vayered Soda Kakoen Venosa Nanovi Vnoyo Beni Hoyoda, these three, Kohen Godal, the Novi, and the Rosh Sanhedrin. Vahakresi Vahaplesi. Vahakresi Vahaplesi means, we have many times said that, has three different meanings. The Targum says, Kresi or Plesi, Kashtaya Kalaya means the archers and the sharpshooters. They had a bodyguard of Dovid HaMelech. Now the bodyguard was given to Shlomo. The archers and sharpshooters. These were the bodyguards they had. They had actually it's better. Sharpshooters means slingshot shooters. Kalaya means those that throw a slingshot. It's a sword everybody has. But suppose you see that if somebody tries to attack, so you use shoot with a bow and arrow, it's the archers, and the kalayas, they pull the slingshot, and they throw stones at the person. So it means that's one pshat. That's the pshat. The Targum says so, though. So it's a perfect pshat. But it means at the same time also, basically Sanhedrin. Because in Sanhedrin, and other experience is Urim Betum. In other words, the Urim Betum go alone, because the king immediately, once he's a king, he has a right to ask the Urim Betum, that if they and those are going Yamot, and though he is the Kohen Gadol, he's the king, and he has to make a decision immediately for the interest of Klal Yisrael, he'll ask the Urim Betum, so they took the Urim Betum. It's no stira. Can be. This is true, and this is the bodyguard. And also, some of the members of Sanhedrin would fit very well because Benayo Ben Yoyod was the head of the Beis HaGadol. So, whatever it is, Vayakivu Shlomo al Pirdas Hamelach David. So, they made Shlomo ride on the special mule of which everybody identified Melach David. That was a sign that he's a king. Vayalicha also al Gihon. And they took him to the Gihon. Now definitely the name of this Meir Shalom was called Gihon at that time. Kidron, Nachal Kidron. That's not the natural Meir Shalom. Kidron, Nachal Kidron. That's right near Yerushalayim when you come in Yerushalayim. It's the Nachal Kidron behind the Beis HaMikdash. So that's Gihon. Vayikach Tzodek HaKohen es Keren Hashem. Tzodek HaKohen took a horn of oil. Means it's shaped like a horn. You pull a little horn, and you take some oil into it. It has a of course you close it. It's shaped like a horn. There's some oil inside, and then you take the stopper out. Take the stopper out, and then use it. Kasher min ha'oil. He took it from poor oil, the tent, which means don't forget there's no mikdash. There's an oil moed. Oil moed is in Gibbon. And Ichibon, there is the Shemin HaMishra Moshe Rabbeinu, was supposed to be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So that's, he took it from there. Vayim Shach es Shlomo, and he anointed Shlomo. Vayishko Bashofa, Vayom Kol Om, Yechi HaMelech Shlomo. Everything according to the program. Yechi HaMelech Shlomo. Now, we do find when Shaul HaMelech was anointed by Shmuel, he says he took Pach HaShem. Pach HaShemet means an earthenware, a little cruse of oil. It's Pach HaShemet. Here we see a horn. So we find in the Gemara in Megillah. Gemara Megillah says, after Rosh Hashanah we have Chana says, Romo Karni Belagoy, my horn rises through my to Hashem Isbora. Romo Karni Vula Romo Pachi. When she refers to the horn of which with which Shlomo was anointed. And she says, Beferish Romo Karni, because David and Shlomo Shenim Shiro Bekeren, David and Shlomo were anointed with a horn. Nim Shiro Malchusa. A horn grows in an animal. It grows, there's a small and bigger, so you have a little horn from an animal. Take it, because symbolism is something to grow. So the kingdom of David and Shlomo extended, it grew, became bigger and so on. But Yehu and Shaul and Yehu, it says Shenim Shchuk and Pach. Pach is a little cruse of oil made of earthenware. And that is Launim Shom Malchusa. That cannot grow, it's made of clay, and it's easy to break. So this is Launim Shom Malchusa. Now, furthermore, the people did exactly as David HaMelech had ordered. Vayalu Chol Om Achov, all the people followed him. Va'om Machalalim Bachalimim, and the people were playing the flute. Halil is the flute. Everybody had flutes. Usmeichim simchu gedola. Halilim is obviously an invitation to dance. this is a cholim makel by in the Mishnah in Sukkah, or simple special she'el. There was a lot of music of instruments, but you have the chalil. Chalil is an invitation to dance. The music that's played the chalil. So we see that people had a simcha gedola, a great joy. Vatiboka ha'oretz bekolom, and the earth was split by their noise. We say, and in English you say, ear-splitting noise, which is, of course, an exaggeration because the ears are not split. In Lashon HaKodesh you say an earth-splitting noise, which is also an exaggeration. Asher says, Dibro ha-Nevim v'Lashon HaVoyi k'Lashon Bnei Odom. The Nevim also use exaggerations, expression of exaggeration, like human beings. It says, for instance, in the Torah also, because Moshe Rabbeinu says you're coming to the new land. Orim, Gedolos, Betzuras, Bashomoyim. These are cities fortified into the sky. Just as we say a skyscraper. It doesn't ski, a skyway. It's not in the sky, and it doesn't scrape the sky. And even in the Torah when it says the cities are fortified in the sky, doesn't mean it means a very big city. The human language uses exaggerations. And at the same time, and so the Novi, and the Torah, and the Nevi'im, Dibur Torah, Nevi'im, Beloshin, Havoy, Dibur Hachom, Beloshin, Havoy. So the question is this, it's very good, human language, we are given to exaggeration. I mean, so it says skyscraper, earth-splitting noise. But why should the Novi, Shekhov, Dibreim, Emes, why should they also use that? So the answer is, they're using the language of people, but they're using that with a deeper meaning. And the Torah says that the cities of Eretz Yisrael are fortified in the sky. It means something deeper than just an exaggeration. It means they are fortified, and you have to conquer them. In the sky means they reach up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means if you don't have the Shechus, then they're fortified by a Kodesh Baruch Hu and they can't ever conquer them. If you are doing Averes, then you won't be able to conquer them. And you'll lose out. Here's the same thing when it says the earth was split. Because it's an expression. That's the way you talk. But it has a deeper meaning. The earth means the land was split. That not everybody was for Shlomo. It was a split. There was a split. Not everybody was for Shlomo. He has immediately, he was Yoav ben Tzeruya and all this. That was not no unity yet. And later on, soon afterwards, there came Yeroboam ben Nevat, who his whole group of people. that later split, which split that land Eretz Yisrael into two, was already initiated at the time of the Shlomo Miller's inauguration. So definitely, while the language is Lashon HaVoyi, they are remozim. Remes and the Novi, she called Ibrahim Emes, would say they're using this language because it has a deeper meaning. Alpi Kabbalah, the word Oretz means Malchus. Whatever it's a symbolic, it's a code name for Malchus. But the Boka or Oretz, the Kola means the Malchus was split. It was not as they hoped for, that David HaMelech had hoped for, that this was the Mashiach. The hope was this, that Shlomo Melech is the Mashiach. He's going to build the Beis HaMikdash, and because a little while he became recognized by the whole world, and there was the time had come that the whole world would eventually recognize after his Baruch Hu. That Malchus Hashem was not so, it was split up. It was a little bit now, and then the rest is split, and then was the Mashiach.
It seems that this split is caused by the people being ostentatious in their simple.
But it's fine, which is good.
In other words, if they were quieter.
No, they should have. No, they were a tremendous simcha. Vayishma Adonai Yohu v'chol akruim ha-she'ito. Adonai Yohu and all those who were invited heard the noise. V'hem kilu lecha. They didn't, the Alshech explains, it means they finished the eating. That means they paid no attention to it. They kept on eating. Yoav was also there. Yoav is an old hand. He listens not to the noise. He hears shofar. Once all of a sudden they blow shofar. It's not Rosh Hashanah. What do you blow shofar for? Yishma is called a shofar. He knows shofar is associated with war. So he is the old veteran, the war veteran. So Vayishma is called a shofar. Vayoma, the others finished eating, the other paid no attention. Vayoma, and he says, Madua kol hakiryo homo, homo. Why is the capital in turbulence? There's a turbulence going on. Something's going on. If you hear the shofar only, that's already an ominous sign. Hayitok a shofar b'ir, omlo yecharodu. I mean, the Novi says the shofar is blown in the middle of the city. The shofar is blown with samikdash every day. Chatzotzos, because shofar, but the ear, blow shofar in the city, that's a danger sign. There's an alarm, like the alarm goes on. So there's sirens, like we have sirens. It's a sign, that's an emergency. But in addition, he hears tremendous noise. He says, he heard the shofar, and he says, what's that? The Kiryo is the capital of the capital. In Yerushalayim was a certain part where the king lived and all the king's servants lived. That was the Kiryo. Why is Homo? I mean, it's the tumult. Why are they so turbulent? Adenim Adabia, while he was still talking, they were eating. They said, there's nothing going on, maybe... They also heard that they have a simcha, whatever it is, they didn't pay any attention. But then in the was still talking. He was talking to Adonio. He says, I don't like this noise, the show, but what's going on there? I'd like to find it. All of a sudden, Hine, surprised. He comes, he's the son of the disposed Kohen Gadol. He was on the side of Adonio. So, Mehine Yonos Miyosa Kongo. Yoma Adonio. Bo, come in. He saw him from afar. He says, come in. Ki ish chayil ato. You are a brave man. I know you were not running away from anything. You are a brave man. The tof tevasa, which means here chayil ato, he was not invited to the party. So he comes to the party, on his own. He says, that's what I like. You also want to make me the king. You're a brave man. The tof tevasem, whatever you have to tell me, it will be something good. Since you're a brave man, meaning that you're joining my party, so what you have to tell me must be something encouraging. Yan, your no son answered, Vayomer Adonio. Whenever you have that, Yan, and then the name, and Vayomer, it's Matan, Esther, Vatoma, means you take a deep breath. You're not answering quickly. So I said, you have something good to tell me. Oh yeah, take a deep breath. You have the Esther, She'elosiv, and the Khan, Esther, and the Mela, Atoma. Same thing. She answered, take a deep breath, and she answered. So whenever you find it this way, it's Ayan, you know, Yom Aladinu. Avol, but, that means this time it's not a good. Usually I have good things, but this time I have no good news. Adonainu HaMelech, he calls him right away, our Lord, the King David, Himlich Shlomo, he has declared Shlomo for a king. Vayishlach ito, we can imagine how stunned everybody is. Vayishlach ito HaMelech is Tzodek HaKoyen, the King sent along Tzodek HaKoyen, those who know him, no Yom and Yodem, HaKreisi VaPleisi, VaYakiva Osa HaPirdas HaMelech, VaYibishchu Osa Tzodek HaKoyen, those who know him. He tells exactly, without leaving out one detail, the Melech Bekichon, Vayalo Mishom Semechim, and they all went out, Semechim, Vateo Matirio, the whole capital is turbulent. Hu HaKol HaSeshematim, you must have heard, this is the noise that you have heard. Vagam Yosef Shlom Al Kisam Lucho, and it's ready, fait accompli. Shlom has already sat down, he's sitting on the throne of the kingdom. וגם בו עבד המלך לבורך את אדוננו המלך דוד לאמו, and the servants of the king came to bless our Lord the King David, telling him יתף אלא איכו את שם שלמה משמחו. He says they all gave the blessing. They were just like, we learned something new here. That not only did Benayo say, may his throne be outdoing your throne, but all the others followed suit and they blessed him, gave all the same brocha. May Elokecho HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the Kri, the Ksif. The Kri is Yetev Elokim. It's Shem Shlomo Mishmecho. May he give Shlomo even a better name than you have. Yigadel es kiso mikisecho, may his throne higher than your throne. Vayishtachu hamelech al hamishkov. And when the king was lying on his bed, sitting on his bed, when he was receiving all the well-wishers, and the king bowed down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on his bedside, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that. That's the new thing that we learned, which is not told before, not enough to interrupt the proceedings. Now we have learned that the king made a shtachavoya on his bed to, and it took probably 2 weeks to go on the floor, where the shtachavoya is usually held, stretched himself out, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this great moment in his life. They could do this. Begam kocho omer hamelech, something else we didn't know. And also, in addition to making ishtachavoya, the king said like this, Boruch Hashem Elokei Yisroel, Shanosan Hayom Yosef Arkisi, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, may the brocha, Hashem Elokei Yisroel, it's not a personal favor he's doing to me, he's doing this as Elokei Yisroel, who has today given one, allowed that one is sitting on my throne, the Einai Roos, and my eyes are able to see it. That means during my lifetime, I can see that my son sitting on my throne. Well, they didn't interrupt the speech, but Yechadu, they're always terribly excited, afraid, scared. Hayukumu kol hakruim, all the kruim got up, Hashel Adonio, which Adonio had invited. Vayelchu ish ledakon, each one went home, separate way, so they shouldn't recognize. Very innocently, everybody goes home as if we wouldn't know anything. Va'adonio yoram ibn Shlom. Now Adonio was afraid of Shlom. He was scared of Shlom because he wanted to take the kingdom away. And he said, Hamela Shlom. He knows that Shlom is the king. He's a younger brother. So behold, he did something very drastic. He went to the Ohel Moed. He held on the corners of the Mizbeah. So if you pull him off, you destroy the Mizbeah. You're not supposed to destroy the Mizbeah. That's very clever, you know. Hold on the Mizbeah. Lema, saying, here it is Lema to say, he's not going off the corner. You have to pull him off. And in the process of pulling off, you have to destroy the Mizbeah. I won't let go. He yishov ali kayom hamelech Shlomo. It says, today, immediately after Shlomo shall swear to me, im yomis es avdo b'chorev, whether he will kill his servant with a sword. Which means, I recognize you as my king, I declare myself your servant, and still, swear to me, im yomis means you will not kill me with a sword. You're not killing me with a sword. We have in the Torah, of course, why did he do that? We have in the Torah, Me'im Mizbecho Yikochen Elomus. If a person murders another one, holds on to the Mizbeach, Me'im Mizbechi, from my Mizbeach, he shall take him to die, even if he holds on to the Mizbeach. And in the process of pulling him off, the Mizbeach still can't hold on to the Mizbeach. The only one is the corners. On top, you go around on top of the Mizbeach, hold on to the corners. And if you pull me off, or pull me off, yeah, you pull him with this one. He says, a murder you shouldn't do. And we should pay no attention to a person. He kills him with willful intention, kills a person. Then there's no question that you even destroyed him his path. That's more important. But that's only by a mace. Only that anybody else who commits something wrong, because here's a question, murder by Malchus. Murder by Malchus, where the king has the right to kill him, is five mace, murder by Malchus. But it doesn't say Me'im Mizbechi, so in other words, so you let him hold to his bed as long as he can. One day he'll get tired, and then you have to get tired, then you take him off. But Me'im Mizbechi, you cannot take him off, only murder. So here is, that's what he thought. He says, I'm not going off until he swears, I recognize as a king, I'm his servant, he tells him, Vayom Shlomo, so Shlomo said, this was here the first decision on the throne. Im Yir Ben Chayil, if he will be a brave man, Vayipol misaras sarosa also. Not one hair will fall to the earth, which means when the melech, the king, the misa that the melech gives beside. So that means chop the head off. He says not only will his head not fall in the air, not even one hair, that hair will fall in the air. But if evil will be found in him, umeis, he has to die. Now, what means he will be a brave man? He says, not going to take him to the army. Usually the army is a soldier. Means here, it means, Rashi brings it, and it means, Ben Chayil, as the Targum is, he is Dochil Chatoi, be Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim will be a brave man, be Yerushalayim. He becomes a tzaddik from now on. And that means Ben Chayil, then he will certainly not die. It's in Tshuva, sorry, in Tshuva, but in Royim Otsubau, if he's not doing this, he'll be killed. So, the reason is why he went on holding to the Mizbeah, we find here the following. Rashi brings it. It says, Harugi Bezdin, if somebody is killed by the Bezdin, in this case he would be killed by the Bezdin, sentence him to death because he's a Malik Malchus. If he were killed by the Bezdin, in that case he's buried in the special cemetery of the Bezdin, which is a big shunt in the Bezdin. He says he wants to die not killed by the Bezdin, but killed because they take him off from his bear. So in that case he'll be buried at least where his fathers were buried. So this is why he went to his bear, rather than allow himself to be arrested and brought before the Bezdin. Vayishlach HaMelech Shlomo, so the Melech Shlomo sent a special person. Vayoridu me'al HaMizbeach, they took him down peacefully from the Mizbeach. Vayovau vayishtachu HaMelech Shlomo. So the first thing he did, he came, thanking, bowed down to King Shlomo, that means recognize him as a king, thank him that he should. They gave him his life. Vayomalo Shlomo, so Shlomo says, Lech Lebeis, go home. In other words, didn't say anything, nothing bad. Nothing bad. He's going to private life. Become a private citizen. Lech Lebeis. Just go to the house. Don't finish. Didn't say anything. Didn't warn him. Lech Lebeis. So, this is the end of this chapter. And we had Divrei Hayomim, we find out that David HaMelech, before he died, made a number of speeches, that means in the last few days of his life, which is not mentioned here. As we said a few times already, the Sefer Divrei Hayomim is written by Ezra HaSofer. It was like we would say today, like a commentary on Sefer Melon. He brings certain psukim and then he makes about five chapters which describe the following: how David HaMelech told Shlomo, because he showed him all the treasures, there were enormous amount of treasures were accumulated during the lifetime, means the booty which David HaMelech collected from the enemies, they were all used for the Beis HaMikdash to build. So they had enormous amount of gold and silver and all kinds of precious things which were given to Shlomo. So then the people made their private contributions to the Beis HaMikdash. All this was given to Shlomo. And we have these many psukim which are familiar: Shem Elokei Yisrael, Shom Rezoz La'olam, Yetzemach Shuvos Levav Amecha, Vochen Levom Melecha. These are the psukim that David HaMelech made the tefillahs concerning the Am Yisrael. And by Vorech David is Hashem, Einei Kol Yisrael. All this belongs in Divrei Hayomim. All these were the speeches David HaMelech made, blessing Shlomo HaMelech, instructing him how to build, and tell him that he wanted to build and had prepared. They gave him all the plans of the Beis HaMikdash. David HaMelech had even composed a song, Mizmor Shechanukah Zabayis, all the various mishmoros in which mizmorim they should sing on each day, and so forth and so on. All this was given was given by Devotami, and that all is contained in the chapters Kapitel Chofes to Kapitel Choftes in Divrei HaYom. That's all left out, and we find already in the last few minutes of David HaMelech's life, this is then described in this day after, which is a very, it's a shame next week.